If you've picked up a Baltimore Style magazine recently, you may have noticed that it has a new editor-in-chief in the form of Betsy Boyd, who is not only the editor of this magazine, she's also a fiction writer in her own right, as well as a journalist and a copywriter. She also somehow manages to find time to be a faculty member in the Creative Writing and Publishing Arts MFA program at the University of Baltimore. Betsy, thank you so much for carving out time to come and talk to us today here at WBJC.
Thank you so much, Judith. It's an honor to be with you.
Now, I know that you have freelanced with the magazine for a couple of years before your appointment. So how would you describe the ethos of the publication?
I think of Baltimore Style as a magazine that does and has done for more than two decades a stellar job of telling the story of Baltimore's culture. We are very interested in the characters alive and active in Baltimore, the clothes that they wear, the art that they make, and how they rev the economy, how they affect us politically. When I look over some of my favorite stories from former Styles before I was even there 2 years ago, the profile of Katie O'Malley, for example, jumps to mind. I think we have branded ourselves as a magazine that honors the people of our city and our region.
So somebody with your background is certainly going to bring something that is quite specific to this. And I'm thinking back to the poetry reading that you hosted at the Ivy just recently. And I'm interested in that direction. If you feel that there is place for perhaps just a touch of gravitas in a magazine like this.
Yeah, I think there certainly is. And I think because idiosyncratically, I know so many writers and artists in town and have known them for more than a decade myself, I want to bring all of these talents into brighter light in our magazine. So I certainly want to do more of things like poetry and style, memoir and style, rather than just having standard columnists as we once did. I want to have memoir pieces in almost every issue by different people. During my time as a senior editor, a freelance senior editor, we began to run fiction and style for the first time. I think it was successful, and I think we can only make it better. So yes, more arts.
So as you're speaking about the people of Baltimore and their stories, how on earth do you manage to juggle this profile?
Yes, I know to write my profile, it might sound like I'm sort of a circus performer. I realize that, and throw in the fact that I have these twins, and it becomes all the more amusing. However, the truth is, everyone is working with me generously so that I can do several things. I work at UB two nights a week, and I've taught for more than 10 years. I feel that I have a rhythm with teaching, and it's an important part of my existence. So it comes easily at this point. I'm lucky. And at Style, my employers are very generous. They let me work on a flexible schedule so that I'm home some and I'm at the office some. And when I need to go to school, they say, good luck tonight. The creative part of my life, since I got the Style promotion at the very beginning of this year, has definitely slowed down some, though I have received some good publishing news for certain stories that I'd put out into the world. And I continue to rewrite my novel, a mystery, on the weekends. It's all in a sort of balance most of the time. That's the best I suppose I can explain it.
I think that there's a profile on Betsy Boyd in the offing for Baltimore Style magazine. She is their new editor-in-chief, and you can find more information about the magazine at baltimorestyle.com. Good luck, Betsy. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Judith.